So that whole Obamacare thing, it does not seem to be catching on as well as the president wanted it to. The government seems to be having a tough time selling the idea. Hey, so why not recruit students to push it? California State Healthcare Exchange Covered California is doing just that. It is giving almost $1 million to LA public schools to create a program that includes teaching high school students how to convince their parents to sign up. This is a class. This is what they're doing. It is wrong on so many levels. It is government gone wild. Joining me now, Reason Magazine senior editor Brian Doherty. It's so difficult to even figure out where to start with this one, because it's amazing. $1 million. It's part of a $37 million grant program. But this million is going to help teach kids to proselytize their parents about Obamacare. I guess instead of doing math, we don't need to work on our math skills anymore. I don't know. Take it away. Your thoughts. Yeah. Help me out.
Sure. You've got this program, as you noted, that's massively unpopular. Only less than 20% of Americans are very satisfied with it. Nearly half are convinced it's going to make the healthcare market worse. And this is a big political dilemma for Obama. And this is what these state exchanges, Covered California is the state agency responsible for implementing Obamacare, are trying to do to turn that around. And I'm glad you mentioned the 37 million figure. You know, the million is just going to LA schools, 37 million across the state to civic groups, religious groups, ethnic groups, all to teach them how Obamacare works and to teach them to love it. And my favorite detail of this, by the way, according to an LAUSD spokeswoman, is this money is what they call, it's coming on the back end. So the school district is going to start putting their personnel working on this first, and then they're going to get the money from the state if the state decides it's working out. And I don't even know how they're going to measure that, I guess, by how many new people register in Obamacare. Yeah, it really is turning the public schools into a pure machine of indoctrination for an unpopular political program.
How would this work exactly? I mean, I'm trying to picture how would these classes go? What would this be like?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because it hasn't been launched yet. And one element of it is they're trying to teach their own employees about Obamacare. But it's listed in the grant that one of its main functions is that teens are to be targeted to become ambassadors for the program to the adults in their life. And exactly how that's going to work is unclear right now. And exactly how the school district is going to get reimbursed for it in the end if they don't prove that it was effective is also unclear. I imagine it's going to be as simple as telling them, hey, here's what's going to be great about Obamacare. Here's what's going to be great, allegedly, about, you know, shifting the cost of your health insurance to others. I'm sure they're not going to emphasize facts about how much it's actually going to make individual health insurance premiums rise,
right,
or anything like that. But yeah, they want these students.
That's true.
To
That's
become
a great point.
Messengers for politics.
They probably won't focus on the actual math of what's going on in it because they're allergic to math as it is. They could use working on the math. Looking at a recent Fox News poll of registered voters, almost 40% would like to see the law repealed entirely, Obamacare. So I can see why they're trying to get more people excited about it. I guess one idea, if they had everybody sit down and read the entire document, the many thousands of
Congress
pages.
Which Congress didn't do, yeah.
Right. I mean, that might actually, and then there was a test on it afterwards. I might actually support that because that would be reading comprehension and it would be working on some basic skills that might be positive in the future. I don't know.
But it is, it's definitely not about actually educating them about the program. It is explicitly about getting more people involved, about teens convincing their parents, hey, get involved, sign up.
Great. Brian, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.